It's Michelle Strino here with Nick Ritchie Ford for the Peterborough Petes. Nick, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me today.
Yeah, thank you.
So first things first, you know, we know you're part of a hockey family. You have an older brother already in the game. Similar build, similar skill set. Does that ever put any extra pressure on you to surpass him or prove that you're a different player?
No, I don't think so. I mean, obviously we're brothers, so we are similar in many ways, and that's something that I try to do. I try to do a lot of the things he does, and hockey's one thing that we do something similar. And I mean, we are a little bit different, but very similar games. We're both wingers, and we're both bigger guys, so it's pretty similar.
Is there, you know, maybe one attribute that you could say that, you know, you've definitely worked on that makes you stand out compared to your brother?
I don't know if there's one particular thing. I think, you know, we use our bodies well, both of us, so that might be one thing that we both do, and something that I've been working on in the last while.
Yeah, and, you know, you mentioned your size and physical game, obviously one of your strong suits. Who's the toughest defenseman that you've gone up against?
Yeah, well, in the OHL, there's a lot of good defensemen, and, I mean, just a couple out there. McIver from North Bay is a pretty good defenseman, and obviously Ekblad from Barrie is really, really good as well.
Yeah, you know, and it seems as though at times out there, you know, you look like a man among boys just because of the sheer size advantage that you have. But at the next level, obviously, a lot of the guys are going to be a lot bigger and stronger as well. So what added part to your game will help you become successful?
Yeah, well, obviously, to move on to that next level, I'll have to get bigger and stronger and all that kind of stuff, and just faster and all that. So I think if I just improve everything and get better at all attributes, it should work out well.
You know, and I guess in the same token, you know, you do want to improve everything, but a lot of people are already saying that you're NHL ready. You know, I know you have to have a lot of confidence heading into the draft, but do you truly feel that you're NHL ready?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think I had a solid year in junior this year, and obviously I think everyone thinks that they're NHL ready, and it is a hard jump for a lot of guys, but personally, I think I'm ready to make the jump, and it's going to take a big summer and a lot of mental and physical strength to be able to do it.
Yeah, and, you know, you mentioned just you had a really big year this year in particular, and, you know, the past few seasons, the Petes have been part of, I guess, a rebuilding kind of stage and rebuilding kind of team. You know, do you feel that, you know, playing on a team like that has helped your development and progression as a player?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, my first 2 years were obviously, you know, our teams weren't the best, and we had young teams and traded some of our older, you know, better guys away. But this year we kind of took a good step in the right direction, and just those first 2 years kind of, you know, molded us into the team we were and the team we're going to become later on in the next couple of years.
You know, having said that, and you got to be part of something that's pretty unique, I would say, you know, as a young player, having a big role on a pretty important franchise in junior hockey. You know, what was that like for you?
Yeah, well, obviously, the Petes of the franchise is a pretty big deal in the OHL and all of hockey, and it's a pretty storied franchise. And just to finally have a breakout year and make the playoffs and, you know, create a bit of a splash and be one of the key contributors on our team, it was great personally, and it was great for the franchise as well.
Do you like being the focal point then? With that being said, do you like being the go-to guy on a team?
Well, obviously, you're not going to complain. Everyone wants to be that guy. And I think this year, you know, obviously, it wasn't just me. We had a lot of good players, and it was a team effort. But being one of the, you know, the centerpieces is always pretty cool.
Yeah. And, you know, we know you had obviously a huge game against Kingston, that 6-point night this season. But what would you say is your biggest hockey moment, I guess your crown achievement?
Yeah, well, probably just this season, first round of the playoffs, we actually played Kingston again, and we went down 3-0 and ended up rallying the boys and hauled off 4 straight to win that series. So that was a pretty big moment for the team and myself.
You know, okay, so with that being an example, you know, it sounds like obviously what the LA Kings have gone through, that kind of resilience, perseverance, the mental part of the game is so huge. So maybe, you know, what did you tell the guys? How did you mentally prepare, you know, going down 0-3 in a series and then rallying back to win it?
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, we had a young team, and a lot of the guys hadn't had much playoff experience, but we had a pretty good leadership group. And, you know, we just told the guys and just talked with one another that, you know, we just got to win the next one and then move on and not think too far ahead. And before you knew it, we were heading back to Kingston for Game 7, where pretty much anything could happen, and we ended up winning that one too.
Well, Nick, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me today. Good luck at the draft in Philadelphia and, of course, throughout your NHL career.
Thanks a lot.